chemistry is about too. So I like, I'm excited about it.
I mean, you gotta repeat that. I want you to explain that right after I show everybody this post. Explain
yeah.
That, all right.
Obviously.
So yeah, just go ahead and talk about that. All right. So guys, I got a treat for you guys. I've been waiting to do this video for like 2 months. So if I'm on fire and I just go and I splat stuff, this is, you understand why, like, cause this is a thing that I love. It's a concept that Jesus preached about and told us about that, like, it resonates with me, and it resonates even more with me than it did when I was younger, cause I didn't really understand it. Right. And so it was a post that brings this to light. Right. So you know how Jesus said, you know, those who are faithful with little things will be given more. And to those who are not faithful with little things, even what little they have will be taken away from them. And if you're faithful with little, much more will be given to you. See, he says it many times in the Bible, you know, in different ways, right? And so I titled today's video, Little Things Become Big Things. Little things turn into big things, right? So here goes the picture I got for you guys. So it's a picture I saw on the internet, and I just had to repost it on my Instagram page, my Twitter page, just on my social media pages. So make sure to, you know, follow me on my Twitter, Snap, Instagram, TikTok, Trouble Don't Last. All right, so this was the picture I saw, guys. Let me just go to the photo so you guys don't have to see my Instagram page. But this is the photo. It says, you know, you want to serve there, but you can't be faithful here, right? This post is so powerful. You guys see this? You want to serve there, but you can't be faithful here, right? So, guys, what do you guys think about this post? You guys get it? You guys see the visual of what Jesus is talking about? Like, everybody wants the blessings. Everybody wants to be at the top. Everybody wants to be the best and have the best things. Everybody wants the mansion. Everybody wants the best cars ever. Everybody wants $1 billion and be the richest person on earth. Like Mansa Musa, the richest person that ever exists, that's black, by the way. Or like Warren Buffett, or like all these rich people. You know, you want those blessings, but what are you willing to do to get there? Because people don't just get there. People don't just arrive at the top. They don't just, you know, get up to a mega church. Like for me, I'm trying to preach, right? I'm not going to just start off with a mega church, right? I thought I would, but I'm 30. Like, you know, I'm just not starting, right? So like, I'm going to start somewhere here, right? Little things become big things. Little things turn into big things, right? So, yeah, let's go ahead and get to it, guys. But this is the photo that I'm going to be focusing in on today, right here, guys. And the concept is being faithful with little things, right? So, Justin, man, I'll let you. You got anything you want to say for that photo? Like, what were your first thoughts with the photo? Or you can talk about what
else. Well, one, I like how the bottom photo doesn't even have matching chairs. It has, like, two different kinds of chairs. Like, they couldn't even afford to get the same chair. But, yeah, the thing I think about that, too, is, like, first disclaimer, nothing wrong with a mega church. I've been to some good mega churches before. But what's so easy to get lost in, like, shooting for something big is like sometimes you get lost in the mission instead of like the people. Mm. Man, Jesus, like Jesus's disciples were always pushing him to like try to go big or go home, or like we should do this to reach out to more people, which nothing wrong with like doing mission work or reaching out to people. But and you know how Jesus was, like Jesus changed one heart at a time. Like he connected to the people. The difference I see between those two pictures is, are you lost in a mission statement? Or are you working for the people?
Right.
Like, I will always say, even if I went to a big church, I can't be a part of a church if I'm not part of a small group, if I'm not getting to know the people. Because that's the, I feel like that's what, and I was saying this before, I feel like this encompasses Sean's mission as well, because he's reaching out to the people he has influence over. He's reaching out to his circle. Like, he's using everything God has given him right now. I know one day he wants to do this for a living. He wants to like be part of something big. And I think he'll get there. But like, I feel like right now I think the important part is he's not lost in just what he's trying to spread. He's among the people right now. And I think he gets we get a lot of good video ideas because we're among the people, because we're among this small group. Because we get to go through these messages and look for like some, man, hard-hitting messages. I'm not going to go too hard into it right now because this is, I just realized this is just the intro. But yeah, I think this is important because it's, man, it's something I know that's close to Sean's heart, and it's just something that I think would be close to Jesus's heart as well because it's people-focused.
Right.
One heart at a time.
One heart at a time. Like, little things at a time. Man, I got so many stuff I want to share with you guys. Like, if you guys have been looking, I've been on this concept for a while now on my social media pages. So, like, the concept I've been on is just talking about just being faithful with little. You know, God, if you're faithful with little things, God will make you ruler of much. So those are the concepts I've been posting a lot on all my social media pages. So it, just in case you don't know what my social media pages, here they are right here, right? So if you go to my, here goes my social media pages. So I'm not going to show you every single post I posted because I'll say all the quotes that I've been posting and all the future quotes I'm about to post on this concept, right? So, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. But so one of the things I want to share with you guys is, like, I want you guys to think about this photo again, right? And what does this photo mean to you, right? So let me make it real big. I had to get my other laptop out so I could see my notes and stuff so I don't have to. So you guys can see the video while I talk. But, like, yeah, where do I want to start off at? Let me figure out. Because I got so many stuff to talk about. So the little things come before the big things. That's the first point I got. The little things come before the big things. So I started off saying earlier in the video that no one starts off at the Sistine Chapel. No one starts off at Lakewood Church with Joel Osteen, right? He has the biggest church ministry in the world, by the way, right? Nobody starts at the top and as the best. We all start from the beginning. We all start as amateurs. And so many people quit in the process because they're not at the top to start off. But you got to understand, you're not at somebody else's chapter 45 or chapter 200 if they're super old. You're on chapter 1. So, you know, you got to build your story up. There's things you got to learn in the little stages. So no one starts at the top. You get to the big things in life. You get to your big dreams and the big goals by being faithful with the little things, right? So stop waiting for a better job, more money, a bigger house, or a nice car before you start being faithful with what you have. With what you have. Having more or bigger things won't change you, right? You'll still be unfaithful until you start putting God first. Be faithful with the little things and trust God for the rest. So if you cannot do great things, do the small things in a great way. Because if you do the small things in a great way, if you care about the small things, the small details, the little blessings, and you're faithful with the little things, what do you think God's going to do for you? He's going to make you ruler of much. He's gonna see that you have what it takes to live with integrity, to be honest, and to not falter. And you're ready for the bigger blessings, right? God's not going to put more on you than what you can bear. And he's not going to give you blessings that you ain't ready for, right? What are some blessings that you want that you know you're not ready for? What are some things that you want to happen in your life right now that you know you're not ready for, but you won't? I'm going to tell you now, for me, I've been trying to get married, right? I want 6 kids, right? Like, there's a reason why I don't have that right now. Like, I want a mega church. I want to have the best ministry ever. I don't want the best ministry right now. I want to wait past Joel Osteen and people like that. But, like, it's not time yet. I'm not ready for that. Because if I had it now, I would just squander it. I'm not ready for that yet. And I haven't proved my worth to God, right? And I haven't learned the lessons that I need to learn to be able to maintain those blessings and to be able to handle those blessings. Because with those blessings come curses, too. Like, every blessing has a curse, and every blessing has cons, and every blessing has a cost. Yeah. It doesn't come easily, right? And you can't handle the little things. Why the freak would God give you something you're not ready for and you can't handle? You'll just squander, right? You're not ready for it. So faithfulness and integrity in the little things, the performance in the little duties, and the little deeds of kindness will cheer and gladden the pathway of life, right? Doing the little duties and the little deeds, man, and performing well in those tasks sets the course for the greater tasks, right? Reason why you don't have a successful social media page because you're not consistent. You don't want to post because you ain't getting no likes because nobody's paying attention to you. When that's you got the wrong You got the wrong attitude. You got the wrong mentality. You're doing it for the wrong reasons. You do it regardless if anybody shows up. You show up at church. When you look at this little church, you think they got people showing up here? Are you kidding me? Like, you got a church this small, you're going to have two people show up. And even if it was packed, that's only like, what, 30 people, baby? Like, that ain't nothing compared to this. Right? That's this row right here. That's it. Like, just these rows right here, they ain't nothing. But, like, if you can maximize this, then God can turn it into that. But if you can't even maximize this or do anything with this, why the heck would God give you more? See, you want to serve there, but you can't even serve here. Come on, man. You see the folly in that? And so something else I want to say, too, is the little things give you away, right? The little things give you away. So if you are too big to do the small things, you are too small to do the big things. Right? I'm saying it again. If you're too big to do the small things, you are too small to do the big things.
Shoot, we could do a whole video on just, well, that's a good quote.
Man, we'll do another video on it. Oh, I'll make sure to remember that one. So do the small things with great love, right? You got to do the small things with great love. So some people feel that the little things don't matter. Those little places, those little churches, those little blessings you got, those little opportunities you got, you feel like they don't mean anything, but it means everything. Little things matter, right? So some people feel like little things don't matter, right? That is not correct when it comes to your walk with God, right? So don't sidestep seemingly small opportunities because you're waiting for big breaks. The big breaks are usually in the small breaks. The big breaks are usually in the small breaks, right? So give your current opportunities the best shot. So do the little things like they are big things, and God will give you big things like they are little things. That's the way God works, guys. So, like, in order to do great things, you must first be willing to do great small things and do it well, right? So Jesus, I'm going to talk about that scripture verse in a minute. But Justin, man, I know you got something, man.
Yeah, I just like what you're saying about how you maximize, like, what you're given as well. It's like a lot of times, how many movies have we seen? Like, if you're a person who's been thrust into a power of authority or a position of authority, they just go like mad with power, or they go power hungry. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's obviously means like they're not ready for that. And it's like, you have to learn to crawl before you walk, pretty much. And you have to learn to walk before you run. And I think that's true with like any responsibilities we have. It's like, we have to do well with the little things before we do well with the big things. That's like something I learned from martial arts too, is like, you can't be throwing like lightning fast kicks right away. You're gonna like injure yourself. A phrase that we had was like, slow is smooth, smooth is fast. We did everything slow and smooth before we tried to do something at a breakneck pace. And that's just the, like, our muscles were ready. Just like, this is the same situation. Just as we try to get our muscles ready to, like, do those exercises or work out in a proper way, we also have to be ready with, like, our discipline, with our diligence to do the small tasks. I wanted to tie something else in, but I might wait a little bit later. But, yeah, it's I definitely agree with Sean, like, how you handle the little things show like what your personality is like, what your who you truly are, like who you are in the dark, like how you handle the small responsibilities, how much you tip your waiter or waitress when no one's looking, like what you do when people aren't actually looking, is like a test of character. It's like who you're actually going to be. Why is God going to give you these big things if you aren't serious about the little things first? Like that's how you get the church running. That's how you get the mega churches running. It's not like a big sermon that attracts people. It's like the little administrative work, the little stuff that keeps the gears running. And it's like, if you're not responsible with that, God's not going to give you like bigger things for sure.
Yeah, you bless my soul with what you said, man. Because honestly, I've been asking God, like, why should I tithe? Like, there's a lot of reasons why. For me, I don't think tithing is feasible right now in this season for me, right? Yeah. But like, you convicted me just with what you said, because It's about what you do in private. Yeah. It's what you do behind closed doors. That's tithing. It's about, you know, it, that shows and reveals who you are. I'm literally going to be talking about that in this video, man. Like, just going back to the photo, guys, like, if you're not faithful, you know, when it publicly, right? Like, you no, know, let's rephrase this. This is public, right? This is private, basically, because you're seen and everything's more obvious here, right? Everything's more known and more visible here. But here, you're unknown. You're insignificant. Mm-hmm. You're nobody really sees what you're doing behind closed doors, right? It's your work doesn't really speak here. It speaks there, right? This is televised and everything, basically. So, like, but both of these two matter. They both matter to God, right? It's argued that what's done in private is more significant and more powerful and reveals more about you than what's done in public, right? So, like, that goes back to tithing. So nobody sees what you tithe. Maybe you tithe $1 billion and the church want to give you recognition. But, like, you just tithe them $5 or, like, you know, 10% of what you make. Like, you know, that's that. It's private. But it reveals everything, right? So, yeah, one thing I was going to say, too, you know, little things matter. So let's just go ahead and go to all my quotes, man. I got so much to share with you guys. It's ridiculous. Like, this is about to get deep, guys. Like, I haven't even gone anywhere yet, but I want to use this scripture verse. I'm not going to pull out all the scripture verses. I'm just going to use this one. In Luke chapter 16, verse 10, Jesus said, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So one of the things I was going to say is be faithful in the little things of life because the little things matter, right? So be faithful in your job, in your promises, and in your talents, right? Be faithful in your time, your treasure, and whatever the other T was. But be faithful in those things, right? In your possessions, be faithful in those things that God has given you, right? Because he who is faithful in the little things will be made ruler of much. They'll be made ruler of much, guys. That's the parable of the talents. One servant was given 5 talents. Another servant was given 2 talents. Then another servant was given 1. Let's just talk about the one that was given 1. He didn't do anything with his talent. He hid it. He didn't invest in it. He didn't do anything with it. And it did not please the master. So are you doing the same thing? Are you being faithful with the talents, the gifts, the treasures, everything that God has given you, man? Because what's in your hand matters to God. He didn't just give it to you for nothing. And you know what's crazy? All of us have something, right? All of us have something that God has given you to use and you need to use. So those are other videos with what's in your hand. I'm not going to spoil that yet. So the Lord is faithful to those who are faithful even in the little things. For the little things matter. So beware of how you handle the little things given to you. The little things always matter in your walk with God. So I said that earlier. So don't underestimate the small things. Don't underestimate the small places, the small opportunity, the small blessings, the small everything, right? They're all significant. So there's nothing little when God is in it. There's nothing little in your life when God is in it. And God's in everything. He's in the details. He's in all your life. He's in every nit and cranny of your life. So every area of your life matters, in private or in public. So you need to make sure you're maximizing it all. You need to make sure you're utilizing it all. You need to make sure that you're glorifying God with all your blessings, with every single opportunity that he's giving you. So be faithful even in the small, because some people feel that the little things don't matter. And that's not correct when it comes to your walk with God. You can't say some sins are small, therefore they don't matter, right? No sin is too small not to take anyone to hell, right? Just the littlest sin can take you to hell. Messing up in the law in one kind of way can take you to hell if you don't receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, right? Because there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, right? No condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who are born again, who have received him, man. That's Romans chapter 8, verse 1. So no sin is too small not to take anyone to hell. And God is concerned about the small details as much as he is concerned about the big details. So what you may think doesn't matter to God, matters to him. Everything matters to him. He don't give you anything for nothing. Your resources, the people you know, the people you're around, your job, you don't have it for nothing. God is doing something with it. But if you don't maximize it, don't expect to get to greater. So many people don't get to greater because they're not faithful where they're at. They're not faithful with what God has given them. So again, why would a loving, caring God who knows your heart, knows what you're going to do, knows the future, right? Why would he give you more if he knows you're not going to be faithful with it? He said, if you're not even faithful with the little, why even the little that you have will be taken from you? That's what he said, right? Now I'm going to hit you guys with another question. I meant to say this because I told you guys, I've been posting this all the time on my YouTube channel. I mean, on my YouTube too. I've been posting all on my social media pages, like anything about being faithful with little, right? Being faithful in the small things, right? I said this, right? So I said that scripture verse that I just read, but then I asked the question. I said, how do you expect God to give you more if you do not look after the little that he has already given you? How do you expect God to give you more if you do not look after the little things that he has already given you? One of quotes I don't have in my notes right now is this one. It said, God has no larger field for the man who is not faithfully doing his work where he is. Oh, I don't have this one either. Your desire to be faithful in what is much or big will be a fantasy unless you are first faithful or trusty in the little things. Guys, you see what I do, man? I just come with all the quotes and Bible verses in the world. Like every study, I be studying these subjects like crazy and be hitting you guys with them. So yeah, guys. So like, are you faithful in the little blessings, the little places, the little things that God's doing in your life? The little season, the season that you think that's not significant. I'm going to talk about some seasons. The season of your singleness, right? Some people don't think that's significant. I can do whatever the heck I want till I get my baby. If you're not faithful in the little things, don't expect to be faithful in much, right? With the job that you think that's not significant. I worked at Children Trove, right? It was a consignment shop for children, right? So it had children clothing, strollers, you know, all the baby stuff you can get in for all the way up to 12-year-olds, right? So, like, I worked there, and I was the closer. So I had to, you know, mop, I had to clean, I had to dust, I'd do everything, right? And so I had to be faithful there in order to get to where I'm at today. So obviously, I really need to make sure that I'm faithful with where I'm at right now. Otherwise, God's not going to give me more. So what do I got to be faithful with? What do you have to be faithful with? I got to be faithful with my social media pages. My social media pages are a tool. Your social media pages are a tool. Your social media page can take you anywhere you want to go. Any career, any field, you're going to need your social media pages to market yourself, to market your brand, to market what you do, right? So now is the time to build your brand, to build your audience, right? To be in a niche so that you can continually grow that audience and build it to levels and heights that you want it to be to when it matters most. And you're in those high places, ruler of much. Right now you can market your stuff and get even more views, more likes, more business, more everything. But you're not going to get that if you don't be faithful now. You ruin the whole process if you skip the whole process. And then if you don't do it now, the harder it's going to be to do later. Right? The algorithm's just changing. The algorithm's just getting harder. It was easier to blow up back in 2013 compared to now. It's harder to blow up now because the algorithm's continually changing and improving. So they don't want you to blow up like that, right? So, Justin, just stop me. You got something, man. I'm saying a lot. Yeah.
I feel like you're talking about like building up to. I like how you're talking about how you need to build up to something bigger, which is true. Mm-hmm. I do want to warn as well. Like, what happens when you do get to like the bigger things as well? I feel like we waste a lot of time dreaming about big things that we don't realize where we're at right now, what God has given us. Mm-hmm. But like, you also have to be careful with like the big things you reach, because like there can be false expectations. You may think once you make it big, like everything is rainbows and sunshine at that point. No, you're still going to have to like work once you're in that position. Like all the little things, like everything Sean was talking about, all the little things that you had to work on to get there, you have to like keep working on those like constantly to maintain the big thing.
Right.
I feel like there were some verses in Ecclesiastes as well. It was talking about how the rich are always hungry, but a poor man who's worked all day sleeps well. And like, I feel that what that's basically talking about is if you're always dreaming of bigger things or things to come, you're always going to be hungry. You're never going to be satisfied, which isn't a bad thing. You should always have like goals and dreams and something to build up to, but it's like, there's a fine line between like going for goals and just plain greed. Mm-hmm. Like you're hungry for like working in a big church. You're hungry for like more money. You're hungry to like reach out to people you haven't been able to as well. But like God does call us to like, we talked about this in the earlier video about the song evaluation, just some lyrics of like being in God's presence. There are times where we have to work on what God has given us and worry about things to come at a later date, like crossing that bridge when we get there. We can't be dreaming of things to come, because once we get there, we may be disappointed. And I'll tie it into marriage. Like they say, that's the biggest cause of divorce, is like people expect a perfect spouse once they get married and all these things are going to happen. But man, they're in for a rude awakening. And instead of like adapting to it or appreciating what their spouse has, they just divorce. And that's why the divorce rates are getting so high. And same thing with this. Like a lot of people, once they have like a big job or a fancy car, they want more, which you can always work for more. I'm not trying to dissuade people from like lowering their standards or anything, but I do want people to be aware, like, you're always going to be working. It's good. Like Sean was talking about, you're working on your brand right now. You also need to work on your work ethic and your discipline right now too, because like how you approach your work now is how you're going to approach your work in the future. Like how you approach anything is how you approach everything.
Mm. That's one of the quotes I had. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Yeah. I like that quote.
I gotta find it though, man. Yeah, I want to kind of show you guys all the quotes, but it's just so much, man. Yeah, how you do anything is how you do everything. Be a good steward of the little you have now, and you'll be given the opportunity to steward much more, right? So uncommon breakthroughs require a good stewardship of common things. I'm going to say it again because that was a bar. Uncommon breakthroughs require a good stewardship of common things, of little things, right? So be faithful stewards of what God has already entrusted in your care. So do you know that God will not add real blessings to you until he sees that you can effectively manage that which you currently have? So God does not advance growth in the absence of good stewardship, right? So how far you go tomorrow depends on how well you handle the day, right? So steward the small things well so that God can entrust you with many big things. So everybody wants the big things, but are you being a good steward in the small things, right? So you despise the small beginnings. You despise the smallest church. You despise the small little insignificant little fingerprints and footprints. And, you know, if you're not seen, if you're not appreciated, you don't want to do it, right? But it takes that in order to get to the greater things, in order to be seen, in order to be acknowledged, in order to be promoted, in order to be blessed. Everybody wants promotion. But are you doing things to be promoted, right? Everybody wants to be acknowledged. Everybody wants recognition. Everybody wants praise. Let's be honest. Like, you want to be, like Warren Buffett. I can name some names. Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan. You want to be the best, right? You want to be praised like that. But did you put in the work behind closed doors? So don't despise the small beginnings in your life. Michael Jordan did it. Kobe Bryant did it. Anybody great did it. That's why they're great now, right? So God is looking to see how great of a steward you are with the little, so he can continue to add and multiply it. It may not happen for you when you think it should, but trust in God and his timing, that he's always thinking about you and how he can show you he's thinking about you, right? So he wants to reward you. He wants to bless you with greater. He wants to bless you with more. He wants you to be a ruler in your arena. But are you being faithful? Or do you despise the small beginnings, guys? That's a good question. Like that, let's go back to the parable of the talents. There was one servant that despised the small beginnings. I think he was probably mad he got one talent and the other servants got two and five. So he's like, well, my talent is just one, so what can I do with it? You can do a lot with just what's in your hand. Everybody can, right? And then what's crazy is those two servants that got two and got five talents, I think they got one servant invested what the master gave him or something like that. Justin, you gotta help me out because I've always been butchering this, but I reread it and I've been saying it wrong for a while now. But that one with the five servant and the one with the two talents, those two servants, they invested what they had and they got five more talents. And the other servant got two more talents, so they doubled what they had. And then the master, I think, gave them more, right? Like, because he was proud of what they did. He gave them more. They already invested and got more, and then he gave him more, right? But the one with the one talent, he ain't do anything with what he got. And what a guy.
He buried it. Right?
He buried it, man. So are you doing the same thing? Are you burying that small beginning? Are you burying that small opportunity? Are you burying it and saying it's dead when it's not? When you're still alive and God wants to do something with it? Moses had a freaking staff, and God asked Moses, what's in your hand? When Moses said, I don't have anything to show the Pharaoh, like, who am I to go to the Pharaoh? Like, I'm a nobody. He kept on making excuses. And God said, what's in your hand, Moses? A staff. Use your staff. And it wasn't just a staff. His staff was his identity. His staff was his calling. His staff was his occupation. What's your occupation? What's your identity? Who are you? Right? That's what's in your hand. That's what God gave you. And he wants to do something with that. And he ain't going to do nothing with it if you don't do anything with it. See, we're partakers with God. We're co-workers with God. God can do a lot with a little, but you got to give it to him. What did he do with the 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread or 3 loaves of bread, whatever it was? You guys know what I'm saying? With the little boy's lunch. He fed 5,000 people, if not 25,000, you count the kids and the women, right? What did God do with the little bit of oil that the widow had that Elijah said, you know, what's in your house? Feed me. And she said, well, me and my son were about to prepare for death. I only have a little bit of flour for food, like a little piece of bread, and then some oil. And we were just to prepare our last meal. He said, I want you to do this. Use the little that you have and do this. And she got way more than what she could bargain for. It wasn't her last meal. It was way, her last meal would happen way, way, way longer after that, right? God could do a lot with a little. What did he do with Moses' hand? Moses just threw down his staff. It turned into a snake. Moses put his staff in his cloak, and he got leprosy. When he took it out, then he put it back in. He didn't have leprosy anymore. What did he do with the staff? He raised up the staff, and the Israelite army was winning against the Amalekites. When his arm went down, when the staff went down, the army was losing. What did he do with the staff? He hit a rock, and the rock poured out water. He can do a lot with what you have in your hand. Moses was a shepherd. That's why he had a staff, right? He could kill. He could do damage with just his staff because he was used to defending against wolves and bears. Okay, let me stay on subject. So guys, like, little things become big things when you put it in God's hands, right? God wants to bless you with more. He wants you to have more, right? That is a fact. He wants you to see how great he is and how much he can do with your life, because he wants other people to see it too, so that he can get the glory. That's the way he works. He's going to get the glory through my life. So how can I be faithful in the little that he's given me, man? Like, utilize my social media pages. Posting more than everybody else posts. Showing more of God's love than everybody else show. Being on fire and doing videos like this. This video is awesome, right, Justin? This video is good, man. Like, nobody's watching it right now, man. I've been getting 9, 12, 13, sometimes 35 views. That ain't nothing compared to what's about to come, right? But I got to be faithful in the little so I can receive more. Right. And then I'm not ready to get all those criticism that comes with a bigger following, with more views and more opinions and more trolls. That's what they call trolls. People who say stupid stuff on the internet that are just robots. Right. Most of the time. So, like, yeah, man, you must be faithful in a little or what's in your hand before you can be given more. When you're faithful with what's in your hand, God will give you what's in your heart. So before attempting to press into more, it's best to learn to be faithful with what you already have been given and what's already in your hands. So let God lead the work of your hands. So is he leading the work of your hands? Let God lead your habits in the small things. If you're doing the wrong things, the small things become nothing, right? You got to make sure you're doing the right things, right? So let God lead your habits in the small things, so you're not wasting your time. You got to make sure what you're doing is literally what God wants you to do, so you can get to those places that you dream of. Commit your ways unto the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. That's Psalms 37:4. But if you don't commit your ways to him, you don't acknowledge him in everything you do, you don't trust in him, he can't do anything with you. He can't direct your path. That's Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord. Lean not on your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Then he'll direct the path, right? So let God lead your habits in the small things. Let God shape your character in the small things. Let God lead your steps in the small things. Choose to be faithful over the small things, and he will set you over larger assignments. Everybody wants larger assignments. Everybody wants to be seen and acknowledged. But, man, you can't manifest that if you're not taking care of what you have, right? If you ain't, you can't manifest that. You can't manifest what you want if you don't take care of what you have in your hands. Right, what you have right now in your life was not given for nothing. So your parents weren't given to you for nothing. Your siblings, who you think don't amount to a hill of beans, they weren't given to you for nothing, right? Like, I keep on going. Like, nothing's insignificant in your life. God does everything with purpose and for a reason. So in order to be a great manifester, you have to practice gratitude and show that you are a good steward of with what's already been, what you already been blessed with, right? So Justin, man, I know you got something, man, because this is too good.
Yeah, man, you're really motivating me to, like, make some lifestyle changes right now. Because, man, I also want to increase my family. But I'm just thinking, man, there's, like, so many things I need you to do to, like, build up to that role as a father. That, man, I'm not going to go through that right now. But, man, you're influencing me right now. But that's something I want to touch on, too, is, like, I love that you gave so many examples from the Bible, too. Like, people did use, like, the little things to make big things. But I also kind of realized God didn't, like, a lot of those people weren't looking to be the mouthpieces of God. They, like, who's a good example that you named?
Moses.
Yeah. Moses didn't want to do. Moses, not Joe, who am I thinking? Oh shoot, I'm blanking on his name. But Moses, like, he didn't want to be the mouthpiece of God. He didn't think he was qualified. But the thing about God is, like, he doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. Like, if he calls you to do something, he'll make sure that you can do it. He'll provide you the tools. And I think we miss out a lot on that as well, on, like, what we can do. We always, like, the example I'll give is, like, missionary trips. There's nothing wrong with, like, missionary trips. We need those desperately. But sometimes we think we know what God needs. So we'll, like, put all these efforts into, like, going overseas or meeting people that we don't even know, which, again, not a bad thing. But, like, we'll completely ignore the people that God has put into our lives. We'll ignore our neighbors. We won't even know, like, the people of our church, in our community, and focus in on, like, what we think God wants us to do. Like, we think of the biggest thing that we can do for the kingdom of God, and, like, that can be like volunteering all the time, or going on mission trips, or serving the church, which, again, none of those are bad, but sometimes we do it for the wrong reason. Like, we force ourselves into those roles instead of realizing what God has for us. Like, Moses and who was swallowed by the whale? I'm blanking on that.
Jonah.
What's that?
Jonah.
Yeah, gosh, I knew. I almost said Job, but that wasn't right. Yeah, like Jonah. One, Jonah's a perfect example because he did try to force his own viewpoint into what God had for him, and he was swallowed by a whale and forced to go until, like, he followed God's plan. But, like, all the people that Sean mentioned, they weren't dreaming big. They were just where they were. They were, and God met them where they were. Like, Moses was out tending sheep, and he met him where he was as a burning bush. Mm. Like, God meets you where you're at. Which, like, that's the epitome of what Jesus did. He became human so he could meet us on our playing field. He met us where we were at. He didn't wait for us to come to this holy level, because, like, we the Old Testament is pretty much just stories of how we failed to be bigger than we actually were. Mm. How we failed to meet the standards that God had for us. And, like, man, like, if they weren't ready for that, God's not going to, like, God can't wait for us to, like, be ready. Like, he comes down to where we are first until we're ready, until we've built ourselves up to that. So, like, I feel like that ties into the video of, like, what's your why? Man, that was an ex video of, like, Sean and I just, like, saying, like, we need to ask ourselves, like, what is our why? Why do we keep on going? And, like, that ties in, like, that question ties in perfectly to what are you doing with what you have right now? Like, don't try to force a why. Don't try to force a mission trip that you're not called to do. Like, find out what God has given you, what gifts, what passion he's provided, and then work from there. And always remember, like, you're not always going to be there, though. Like, I don't agree with, like, the what is my purpose in life type question, because our purposes change all the time. Our passions change all the time. We're different people. I'm a different person than what I was 7 years ago. And I'm getting a little off topic now, but I'm going to circle it back around to, we have to realize what God has given us now and work from there. Like realizing what passions, what gifts God has given us now, what's the staff that he's given us right now, and use it accordingly.
Boy, this video's so deep, man. Dang,
oh yeah.
Like you just said the most profound thing.
Oh yeah.
Like, and one of my points was talking about the mission of God, right? I'm going to say this quote, and I'm going to break this down. When you are faithful in the little things, you'll be given more exclusive mission by God. When you're faithful with the little things, you'll be given a more exclusive mission by God. You want to know why you don't know your purpose? You want to know why you don't know what the next step is and the next direction God wants you to go? It's because you're not faithful with where he put you at right now. You're not faithful with what he's giving you in your hand right now. You're not. And if you're not faithful with what you've been given in your hand right now, in the little bit that you have, it just says a lot about you. It says you don't know your identity. You don't know what God called you to do. You don't know. You're probably not even in the right place, in the right space, around the right people. Like, you're just totally lost, wandering in the wilderness like the Israelites. When there's a promised land waiting for you, you can experience the desert for all your life in the wilderness, basically like all the Israelites. Because it was most of them. It's all of them, actually, except for two of them, like, in the children. But, like, none of them got to experience the promised land. You want to know why? Because of disobedience. Because they wanted to live in their own identity instead of receiving the mission and the plans that God had for them. They didn't want to utilize what they've been given and do anything with it. They want to live in fear and live in the past and say, I wish I was in Egypt. Man, it was better being a slave in Egypt than it is being in the wilderness down here. Right? Like, they say stupid stuff like that, right? So when you're faithful with the little things, you'll be given a more exclusive mission. So you will not be able to, you only be able to dream about or remain a stranger to promotion, to enlargement, prosperity, if you are unfaithful in the little things. So if you're going to enjoy promotion, increase, enlargement, favor, or other good things from God, be faithful in the little things, in the small things, right? So, man, that's so powerful, because, like, what's – I'm not even going to go there. I'm just going to stay on topic, right? So the future is built on little steps you take day by day, not just something that plops into your lap. I'm going to go back to that photo. I'm going to go back to that photo.
I know what photo you're talking about, too, yeah.
Yeah, like – oh, I was going to go to that. You know, I'm going to go ahead and go to that, too. So, guys, if you're just not tuning into this video, like, you guys know we've been breaking down this amazing photo I posted on my Instagram page. I just love this photo so much. You know, the top of it says, you want to serve there, but you can't be faithful here, right? I just posted this photo, too, on my Instagram page. It says, you know, this is your plan, and here goes God's plan, right? So, like, Justin, you got to help me break this down, too, so I stay on subject. But, like, so many of us have plans that we are thinking about what we want for our lives. And you're just going to be in a wilderness. Like, this is basically a wilderness place compared to what God has for you. Nobody's saying you can have a mansion. That's not the point of this post. Nobody's saying you're supposed to be rich, right? That's not the point of this post. But, you know, you can be rich in God, rich in Christ, rich in his riches, storing up treasures in heaven. This is what your house in heaven should be looking like, right? Like, you're storing, you know, you get rewards, right, for living faithfully and doing what God wants you to do here on this earth, right? So, who knows what the rewards are going to be in the afterlife, right? But this is God's plan for you. In the afterlife, like, oh my goodness, for all of us. But, like, you can have even more based on how faithful you are now. Are you living with integrity? Are you doing what you should be doing in private, right? Are you doing what God called you to do? Do you even know? Or are you just wandering? See, this is your plan. Get on God's plan. Get on his schedule, man, so you can experience the things that he wants for you, man. God rewards those who are faithful. And so many people just expect something to be plopped in their lap. They just think stuff's going to just miraculously happen for me. You know, pay attention to the small things. They will soon become big rewards, right? But there's no rewards for people who don't put in the work, who don't do anything, right? Like, come on. Like, let's be real. Let's call it a buck, man. I mean, you could probably get to heaven not doing anything, because the person at the cross that Jesus accepted, that committed a crime, that was on the cross beside him, like, he got into heaven, but, like, what was his rewards, you know? But so you can get in, but do you want, is that what you want? right? Like, how much do you want to show God that you love him? How much do you want to do for him and just show how much you love him? That's why we're faithful with the little things. You're showing God's love. You're showing how appreciative you are of him. You're showing gratitude. You're showing appreciation. You know, yeah, keep on going, man. But Justin, man, stop me if you got something there, because like we're saying some dope stuff.
I do want to like warn against the picture too, because I like the message of the picture, but like I think before this, Sean was saying like a bunch of trolls are probably gonna lambast that picture a little bit, and I think there is a fair warning to it. Like, God's plan doesn't necessarily mean you'll be like get a big house or get the mega church that you wanted. I think that's the picture is saying, like, God will reward you better than what you thought you would. And like, look at it's because our ideas of success and prosperity that the Bible talks about is very different from like God's idea of what success and prosperity is. Like, look at John the Baptist. John the Baptist lived his life eating locusts and honey and wandering around the wilderness, and eventually he was beheaded. Like, from an outside perspective, from the Romans, they thought they finally took, maybe not the Romans. I don't think they were overly concerned about religious movements, but like the Tsars and the Jewish leaders and the King Herod, they probably thought like they had won like something spectacular by beheading him. But honestly, he was closer to God and closer to Jesus than any of us could imagine. And for God, like, that's prosperity, to like live in that way. So yeah, something about the picture is like, it doesn't necessarily mean you'll get better material wealth or success in that area or the mega church that you want. It means like God is going to reward you in ways that you can't imagine. And like he's going to use you in ways that you can't imagine. And that goes back to what we were talking about Jonah and Moses and all the, and everyone in the Old Testament, like God used them in ways that they can't imagine. So that's related to the same thing as like, don't be greedy about like big things that you haven't worked for or haven't earned yet, because God has a plan. Like, God already has an idea of what's going to be best for you.
Right. Yeah, so guys, basically this video is just talking about how we need to master the opportunities that's in front of us, whether we think it's important or not, because everything is important. Everything means something to God. Like, that job you hate, I understand. Like, for me, it was my 9-to-5. I just got to let go, thank God. So, no, I got to find something else to do for work. But, like, my goal is to do this for work, to get paid doing this, what I love.
Yeah, eventually you'll find something. But who's to say that this isn't a blessing in disguise, just have, like, a little time for your ministry?
Right, so I can do more videos, pour in more into my social media page, so I can, like, get more from it. Or maybe this is the starting point for me to start getting paid for social media, so I can just focus on that and this be my ministry, right? Along with my preaching and teaching. Like, I'm trying to get a church too. I don't have a church. I'm not a pastor yet. I'm not an evangelist yet. I know I'm called to be one. Like, so like animation too. Like, this is stuff that I know God has for me that I want to do, but like, I have to master where I'm at now in order to get to those places. If you're not faithful, God's not going to bless unfaithfulness, man. Like, oh, there's so much stuff, Justin. Like, it has so many quotes, man. I may just have to do another video. I definitely got to do another video, so I make sure I get through all this. But, like, let me talk about unfaithfulness real quick, guys. If you are unfaithful in the small things, then God won't commit the big things to you. If you are unfaithful in the little things, you'll be unfaithful in the big things. If you are untrustworthy with that which is least, we show we cannot be trusted with more. That's literally showing your hand. It's showing where your heart is. It's showing how you are, really. Like, the little things just show your character. Like, you talking about integrity? Man, if you're not faithful when nobody's watching, why would God give you more when everybody's watching? So if we are untrustworthy with that which is least, we show we cannot be trusted with more. In fact, we are in danger of losing what we have. Just like we talked about with the parable of the talent, and that servant only got one talent, lost what he had. And what he had was given to somebody that had much, that had the most out of the three servants, right? So, like, because you're unfaithful in the little things, you cannot be given more. Because you fell in the little things, you cannot be given more, right? So a man who will overreach in a small matter, right, will overreach in a larger matter if the temptation comes to him. So, like, God, man, it's all about giving glory and honor to God. Like, as children of God, why would God put you in a situation that you're that's not going to glorify him if you're in that position? Why? So you can get the glory? So you can get the praise? Like, and then just squander it and mess it up? And then you don't get no glory at all? Like, why would he do that? So God wants us to be faithful to what he has given us now, not what he may want us to be in the future. Right, everybody's saying I'll be faithful then. I'll be faithful when I get this. I'll do it. I'll tithe when I get all the money in the world. Man, if you ain't doing it now, you're not gonna do it then. Cause you're just showing it right now. It's proven. It's proven grounds of showing how you are gonna operate if larger was to come. Right. So we gotta make sure we're mastering the little things. Otherwise, the big things are gonna master you. Actually, the little things are gonna master you because you'll never get the big things. You'll never even get there. Right. So this is the Bible, guys. Like, you see this? Like, this so deep, man. You know, God will grow the faithfulness in your life. You're going to grow the unfaithfulness, too. Like, but you're growing that yourself, actually. You're growing the unfaithfulness. God will grow the faithfulness in your life. Like, if you're faithful and doing what he called you to do and putting your best effort in, he's going to grow that. He's going to do something with it. He can do a lot with a little. Right. But you got to do that in order to see him at work and do the miraculous things. I mean, come on. With the boys lunched when he had two fish and three loaves of bread, five loaves of bread, whatever it was, guys. Like, how? Just give your little to God and he can do a lot with it. Be faithful with what you have. Give it to him. Like, the little boy didn't have to give Jesus the food. He didn't have to give the disciples the food. Should have just ate it. I don't even know why he gave it to them. Like, I would be mad. Like, you know, because they starved in that time period, guys. They didn't have no food like that. Like, come on, man. So faithfulness is essential in life's common duties, as in those involving greater responsibility. Faithfulness in the large things begins with faithfulness in the little things. So you are called by God to have fruit of being faithful in the little things. So show the fruit of faithfulness. God said you will know them by their fruit. That is so powerful. That basically says you will know the people who will succeed by what they do on a day-to-day basis. You will know the people who are going to make it in life, who are going to change the world, by what you see them do on a day-to-day basis. Are they faithful with what God has given them? If the answer is no, you ain't going out to a hill of beans. Because God ain't going to tell you to do something that's contrary to that, contrary to his word. Be faithful in the little things. Dang, Justin, this is so deep, bro. I was not expecting this. Like, I knew it was going to be deep, but dang.
Oh, man, you will. I feel like you've been excited for this one for a while.
Yeah, man. I'm not even done. I still got, like, a lot more. Like, but I'll leave it at this, too. Like, I'm about to end it. Unless you got something, man? Or you want me to keep going?
I just want to tie in, like, the faithfulness part, too. Yeah, it's... That, oh, gosh. I'm trying not to say too much about it as well. But yeah.
Man, go ahead. I've been talking.
We might have to do the next video.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah, it's like... I want to tie in what you said towards the beginning and what you just said now. Like, now you said, like, our faithfulness towards a task is important because, like, God rewards that type of discipline for sure. You were also saying, like, how sometimes we may treat some sins as small, or, like, how we may, when no one's watching, we may, like, sin a little bit thinking it's not a whole lot. And I think both of those concepts are tied in a lot because that is true. Like, small things build up. Like, if you think sin is such a slippery slope. One of my wife's favorite movies is like Lord of the Rings. And the author, of course, is like Christian, but his, the ring that they carry is supposed to represent like sin. And it's like, it gets more and more addictive. Like, you may think it's a small thing, but like the more sin that you do, thinking that it's not going to amount to anything, is going to eventually build up to like a huge pile. And so it becomes like a mainstay of your life. So then that how you approach like your tasks, if you're not faithful, if you try to cut corners or like sin a little bit, like eventually that shows like what your faithfulness really is. It's like, you can't just be faithful in public. You have to like because God knows who you are in the dark, and like that amounts to bigger things. And I'm not gonna like I feel like I'm butchering this right now, but it makes sense in my mind. But those things are so connected. Like how you approach those small sins is how you're going to approach like your big tasks as well, because like that builds up. Like that, we've talked on this channel so much about how God is constantly trying to allow us to grow, how we're constantly trying to become Christ-like. But if we're backpedaling, if we're like doing bad habits, like then we're not growing at all. Like we're not reaching what God wants us to be. We're not fulfilling what God created us to be.
Right. Man, I don't even know. I want to talk about integrity, but it's just so deep, man. Like all this stuff. Like if I go into it, I know we're gonna pull out even more. But I'm just gonna do it, man. Let's have fun. I'm doing this video again, Justin. There's just way too much to say, man.
You might need to, yeah.
Yeah. So one thing I was about to say with integrity, guys, like God uses the little things to test your integrity. God uses the little things to test your integrity. So God is determining whether you can be trusted with great things through the little things. Your public blessing is determined by your private integrity. You want to know why you're unknown, unseen, undiscovered? I don't care what you want to throw at it. You want to know why? Most of the times, because your private integrity. God doesn't, and I'm speaking to God's children. I ain't talking to nobody else. Like, if you're going to bring shame to God's name publicly, through getting those blessings, and I mean like through unfaithfulness, like to your wife, to your husband, or like stealing money from the church because you got so much money, like and you just want more because of greed. Like, why would God give you more if you can't even handle the little bit that you have? And you're greedy, you're cheating, you're doing all those things in the little areas in the, when you're unknown. Like, why would God do that to himself? He's not, right? So like faithfulness requires integrity, and God tests your integrity in the little things. So to God, it makes no difference if the service is little or great. They both matter. What makes a difference is your heart and your love for him. That's all he cares about. So if your heart's not right with him, if you don't have the right mindset about him as his child in the little areas, it's not going to give you more. And I'm just speaking to God's children right now. Like that's for me. So this is stuff for me that God told me to apply in order to get to where he wants me to go. And if I don't apply it, he's warning me that when I get there, I may squander it. I may mess it up. Or if I practice the good habits now and get right now and have good character now, then when I get there, it's going to be a great time. But I can lose it all if I'm not faithful then. Right, so you can be faithful now, right? It's arguably easier to be faithful in the little things, but when you get to the bigger stages, it gets harder. So like it's the little things in life that develop the spirit and determine the character, right? So when we are faithful with what has already been given to us, we're given more because we have shown we can be trusted with it. Same thing with the parable of talents. Two of the servants got more because they proved to the master they can be trusted. But the one servant that hid his talent, what are you hiding? You're hiding things. We don't do anything with what God has given you. That's hiding. Like your church that you don't want to serve at, that you think scum of the earth, like that's pathetic. I feel it. I'm the same way. Like that church, you don't want to serve in it. You don't want to show your gifts. You want to hoard it. You want to hold on to it. You don't want to do anything to help. Oh. But you want to preach in a mega church and stuff. You can't even maximize that. Why would God give you more if you're not even willing and have a heart for the little people? Because those are going to be little people in the big church too. But you're just going to care for the ones with money? Stop playing. Being faithful in the little things allow us to be entrusted with greater things because we prove our humility, our willingness, and our consistency. God cares about integrity, guys. Like integrity matters so much to him. So be faithful in the small things because it is in them that lies your strength. Right? Your strength lies in the little things. You can gain even more strength by continually doing the work, even when you don't do the, even when you don't want to do the work because you don't get no recognition. Even when you don't get the praise because and you don't get the views, you don't get the likes, right? Because and you work hard, but you don't get it all, right? Be faithful in the little things, because there lies your strength. If you can be faithful, then you're definitely going to be faithful then, you know, in the bigger things, right? So be faithful in the smallest things is the way to gain and maintain and demonstrate the strength needed to accomplish something great, right? Justin, I know you got something. That was too deep, man. Like, yeah. Your integrity, man.
Yeah. Gosh.
I've never seen you speechless.
Gosh, you just said so many things. It's like activating a lot of things I want to say.
Right.
I'm just trying to hone in on one thing though. Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, that's definitely true. It's like, when Sean said integrity though, it makes me think of discipline though as well.
Yeah.
It's like, it's hard. For some reason, when he said that, it made me think when Jesus was tempted after 40 days of fasting. Mm-hmm. And it's like the devil will always try to strike you when you're vulnerable. And what I think he also hits you when you think something's not very important. So when you belittle the tasks that you have, when you belittle the work that you have, like that's prime time for the enemy to hit you when you're not alert. I think we always need to constantly be not on edge, but we always need to be defensive. Like we've talked about, like putting on the armor of God. We should always be ready for a spiritual battle. And like, even if we succeed in something big and we imagine something bigger, then suddenly the thing that we thought was big is suddenly going to be like a little thing for us now. But like, we have to constantly be prepared for whatever God hands us, because we never know when the devil is going to try to snatch that away as well.
Yeah.
Like, we never know what's a blessing until it's gone. And that's why we need to be disciplined. And I'll say it again. There's something else I was going to say, I forgot. And I'll say it again, though. Like, how we approach anything is how we approach everything. Right. So if we squander what God has given us, if we think it's beneath us, man, Sean has already said so many good things that I'm just not going to butcher. But like, if we take the big things lightly, or if we take the little things lightly, God's not going to give us those big things.
Yeah.
Like how we work on those little things is how we're going to gauge the success of anything God gives us. If we don't succeed now, like we're not going to succeed in the future. So we have to like approach everything with integrity and discipline and like a hard work ethic, because that's how we're making our brand. That's how we're establishing our character right here and now. Like we're not going to establish it later when we're given big things. It's building up to it.
Man, this is probably, I think this is the deepest video we've ever done.
Yeah. Deeper than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, man. Like, and I'm like, oh, I still got more, but I'm going to just share. I'm almost done, Jess. I only got like a few more. I think we can finish. Like, So like one thing I was going to say is faithfulness requires and demands that you continue in what God is giving you to do, regardless if you are appreciated, seen, recognized, acknowledged, or valued. So never compromise the basic principle and be faithful in doing even small responsibilities given to you. So those who are faithful with the basic principle will be given additional responsibilities by God. So everybody wants to do great things. You want to be the next Moses, David. You want to be like the disciples and all those things. Those people were faithful in the little things. Like, and I can only tell you guys like how hard that is for me. I don't know how it relates to you, but for me, just for being a pastor, like there's just stupid stuff that I have to go through. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, right? I have to go through certain people that I know more than them. I have more followers than them. Like, why am I listening to you? So I have to humble myself, right? I still have to go through them in order to be a pastor, to preach, to get a church, to be an evangelist. Like, there's still stuff I have to learn through them, even though. And I'm only saying that, guys, because they say that to me and they treat me like that, right? Like, I'm not saying this out of pride or anything. They just say, like, Sean, like, you're different, right? Like, they're trying to buck me like a wild horse, like, and trying to get me to conform to be more AME and traditional. They say, Sean, like, you're just different. Like, you're not Amy enough. Like, he tries to show out and outdo everybody, and I don't. That's just me. Like, you know, this is my personality. Like, they're trying to put a finger on what to do with me. And there, some people are just scared and threatened by me. And it sucks. Like, other pastors, guys. I'm not even talking about other children of God. No, I'm talking about other pastors. So these are God's messengers, right? Like, they're threatened by me. And they see me like, man, he's going to steal my church. He's going to steal my ministry. Well, I don't care. I'm not going for that. Like, that's nothing to me. That's not my goal. That's not what God called me to do. I'm called to expand the kingdom. That's what I'm worried about. I'm called to build God's kingdom here on this earth and not save a gazillion bazillion souls, but God uses me and my ministry to touch that many people. A gazillion bazillion gazillion, whatever the highest number can be. That's what, how many people I'm trying to reach. That's my goal. My goal ain't no little P-I-M-E church, right? But some people don't know that. They just think like, Sean's just trying to, you know, outdo me. He just challenges us, like, you know, like, with all these questions and stuff, when I'm just trying to know. I'm just, you know, so I come off as like a threat, right? So, but yeah, that's just like, one thing I was going to say is, I forgot why I said all that, but God uses the things that seem, that don't seem like big deals to really alter your life. God uses the things that seem, that don't seem like really big deals to really alter your life. So like those the trainings, the certifications, like the schooling, but those opportunities you get to learn, to have a career and go to a different arena, the crap that they put you through, it's important, no matter how insignificant it seems. That's what I was trying to say. So the things that we call small or insignificant are really fingerprints of the Lord on our lives that we really do not recognize until later on. So like all the crap that they're putting me through, like the lies that the church keep on telling me, like there's preachers saying rumors about me, like that I'm prideful, or I'm not teachable, or like I don't listen. Like that's just the rumors. But people who know me and talk with me, they know that's not true. But that's how I come off as, just from the jump. I'm intimidating, and it sucks. Like I try not to stand out, and I still stand out. That's what I'm trying to say. But like, regardless of the whole process, regardless of all the crap you got to go through, just go through it. God's going to get you through it if you're in the right arena, in the right field, where he positioned you to be. So just be faithful in the little matters, because they matter, right? So master the little things. Master where you're at now. Master it. Then you can move to the next level. God's not going to move you to the next level of the video game. It's like a video game. He's not going to move you to the next level if you can't take out the first boss. Like some people want to, Justin, that's why I use the analogy. This will be, I'm going to do a video on this. This is actually a sermon. Like so many people, you know how you play a video game and like some people try to speed through the video game. So they try to fight like the level 88 boss when you ain't gotten all the treasure in the first few levels. Like, you know, and you ain't level up like you need to level up to be able to take the level 88 boss. So like so many people want those blessings, those great things, right? The mansion, kids, you know, whatever you want. But you're not ready for that boss that comes with the territory. You're not ready to mow the lawn like of that house. You guys see what I'm saying? Like, it's just too much yard. Way more yard than what you were expecting. So, like, that's life. You have to make sure you're leveling up before you get there. You got to make sure you master and do the little things well. Master it so that it becomes clockwork. Like Justin said earlier, like, it becomes easier to do because how you practice is how you play. Man, this video is so deep, man. If you desire to be perfect, we must be faithful in doing the little things. So be excellent in the little that you have today, right? So that's the video, guys. Like, Justin, man, I know you got something else. Are you good? Because, like, this is just...
I just want to, like, tie it up. Like, because, like, what you said is so important. It's like, sometimes you don't get appreciation for what you do, for the little things. And that's always hard to do. Like, we're social creatures. We want like recognition, but like when you're doing small things, like especially if you've been doing the same thing for like years, people might not even notice it. But like when you're gone, yeah, people will notice it. But in the time being, like you have to stay diligent with that stuff. God knows what you're doing and he's going to bless that. Like sometimes people won't recognize you, but that's fine. Like God has put you in a place. God is blessing you in ways you can't imagine. You, like, we're greater than the appreciation that people give us, because we know God is.
You want to say that again? That was dope.
Yeah, we're greater than the appreciation people give us.
Guys, that's the video, man. I know this was a great video, man. Y'all make sure to share this with everybody that needs to hear it, man. Like, for real, everybody needs to hear this. Like, and this video was sparked by this picture I saw, right? Like, this was the most profound picture I probably ever seen on social media. Like, this picture touched my soul, and I just had to post it. So this is on my Instagram page, Trouble Don't Last. I post it everywhere. So Trouble Don't Last is also my TikTok, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah, so I posted this everywhere. My Facebook and LinkedIn, Sean Christopher Jenkins. But yeah, this was the picture we talked about. Make sure to like this and comment if you like this video, what you think about it. Then also, I talked about this post. We'll probably do another video on this eventually, just talking about God's plan is better than your plan. And God's plan is perfect and does way more than what your plans ever could. So that's what this post is talking about. It's not talking about getting rich or anything. So don't miss the memorandum with that. But guys, if you enjoyed the video, man, you guys know the drill. Let me look for my social media pages real quick. I have the best social media pages ever. For real, I do. I don't get likes. I'm not valued like I should be valued. But it's okay. God values me. God acknowledges me. God recognizes me. So eventually everybody else will catch up with that. But it's okay. Go to my social media pages, man. Like all of them. Subscribe to all of them. Let me talk about Justin's too, because I always just Justin last. In just case Justin, you know, he tuck away. Here goes his YouTube page, Chaplain's Log. So make sure to subscribe to his YouTube channel. Click the bell after you subscribe so you get notified anytime he uploads another video. And Justin, he posts his own videos on here. Oh, Lord. He posted his own videos on here, so like, go ahead and look at those as well. You gotta scroll for a minute, but he'll start posting other stuff too. But yeah, that's his YouTube page, and then his Facebook page is Justin Lee Howell. So if you befriend him, DM him, and if you have any questions that you want us to do videos on, we'll do a video on your question to answer it, and we'll do it together, unless Justin feels like tackling it by himself or me. And then, yeah, my social media page, my YouTube page is Upload Past Crossroads. I have a lot of playlists on here. I mean, my homepage is beautiful. You can see, if you scroll down, you can see a playlist that I have with Justin. So if you enjoyed this video, you want to see more videos that I've done with Justin, just click on his playlist right here, Justin Lee Howell, and you can listen to way more videos that we've done together. It's a lot. So watch all of them, please. Help our views. And if you really enjoyed this post and you liked how we broke down a picture, we do that all the time on my YouTube channel, and that playlist is called Instagram Post Explained. That's also on my YouTube channel with my recommended playlist right here, so Instagram Post Explained. So check that out as well. All right, guys. But yeah, that's the video, man. So thanks for tuning in. I pray that you guys were blessed with it. And please, share this video. Share our pages with everybody, for real. Help our pages to grow. We got way more coming for you in the future, God willing. Yeah, but anyways, God bless you all. You guys kick major butt this week and master the little things so that you can see God at work in your life like never before, each and every single day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen for everybody. Let's change the world and expand God's kingdom together by being faithful with where he placed us at right now, every single day, every moment, every single day. All right, peace out. Bye.